We're doing Rosh Hashanah. We're up to Yutet Amud Bet, the two dots about 7 lines from the top. And we had seen in the Mishnah that the courts used to send out messengers to let the people out in the Gola, out in exile, know when Rosh Chodesh fell out. Being that the lunar calendar, the lunar month, has 29 and a half days. So some months in the lunar calendar have 29 days, and some months have 30 days, and depends on when they saw the new moon, whether the month had 29 or 30 days, and that's not always so clear. So the courts would send out people, because you had to know, you want to celebrate Pesach. You want to know, does the month of Nisan begin after the 29th of Adar, or does Adar have 30 days, and then the month of Nisan begins? You want to know which day to celebrate Pesach on. So the Mishnah had said, Alelul, we also send out messengers to let the people know when Rosh Chodesh Elul was, because 30 days after Rosh Chodesh Elul, Mipnei Rosh Hashanah, is going to be Rosh Hashanah. You have 29 days in the month of Elul, supposedly, and then the 30th day is the first of Tishrei, is Rosh Hashanah. Val Tishrei, and then you send messengers again the next month on Tishrei, Mimnei Takanat HaMoedot, so that they'll know when to celebrate Yom Kippur and Sukkot. Because just in case, maybe Elul had 30 days, and then they celebrated Rosh Hashanah on the wrong day. So, firstly, there's a Machlokas Rashi Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah and in Beitzah. Rashi and Tosfos have a Machlokas. What did they do in Chutz Laaretz initially on Rosh Hashanah? Did they say, well, we're going to see in the Gemara in a few lines that it almost never happened. It happened once or twice in history that Elul had 30 days. So did they say, like Rashi seems to say, that in Chutz Laaretz they kept one day Rosh Hashanah? They figured it's been a few centuries and Elul never had 30 days. So, okay, we can assume Elul isn't going to have 30 days. And on the 30th day, 29 days to Elul, and the next day, we celebrate Rosh Hashanah. And that's fine, because the assumption is there isn't going to be. Okay. or, like Tosa seems to say, they keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah like we do. They didn't know. So if you don't know, you got to keep 2 days. So what? Well, so our Mishnah had said that we send messengers to inform them when Rosh Chodesh Elul was so that they know when to celebrate Rosh Hashanah. And then after Rosh Hashanah, we send messengers so that we fix the holidays and that they know when to celebrate Yom Kippur and Sukkot. Excellent. I was waiting for someone to ask that question. Perfect. Excellent question. So let's see the Gemara. Kivan dinafkulu ailu latishrei lamalus. The Gemara asks your question. If they went out and told us when Elul is, so what do I need messengers for Tishrei for? Right? If I know when Tishrei falls out, what do I need the messengers? Maybe you'll tell me. Well, maybe, just maybe, they'll make Elul have 30 days. From the days of Ezra, from the beginning of the Second Temple, you never find that they made Elul have 30 days. For all of Jewish history, from the days of Ezra, from the beginning of the Second Temple, there was one time in the beginning of the Second Temple that they made Elul have 30 days. Since then, we didn't have it. It happened. Lo matzino delo itzrich. The Gemara says, okay, it wasn't necessary in the past. Ha itzrich me'abrinanek. But if it will be necessary, then maybe we will find Elul having 30 days. The Gemara says, how could you do that? Amikalkil Rosh Hashanah. But then you're going to ruin everything. Well, we sent people out to know when Elul falls out so they could celebrate Rosh Hashanah. You're going to ruin it. They'll celebrate Rosh Hashanah on the wrong day. Says the Gemara, mutav tikakel Rosh Hashanah v'lo itkakelu kulu mu'adot. Yeah, better they mess up their Rosh Hashanah. They celebrate it on the wrong day. But we have all the holidays on their right time. I'm translating this Gemara in a simple way. There's deeper understanding in Rashi, in Tosfos, and the Rabbeinu Hananel here. It's not so clear what the Gemara means. Tikakel Rosh Hashanah, itkakelu ha'moedot. What does the Gemara mean by that?
It's already the big
That's what the Mishnah seems to say. We have to send our messengers so that they know when to celebrate to fix the holidays. Shema Mina, that seems to be a good proof that Chachamim were worried that maybe Rosh Hashanah will fall out on the 31st day. Maybe we will have 30 days to Elul. And then, fine, so then they need to know when to celebrate the other holidays. That I didn't follow. Because it's not 100%. It could have happened that Elul would have had 30 days.
Mid-month they changed it? Because they sent someone in Elul.
They sent someone in Elul. Now, you don't know in the beginning of Elul when the new moon is going to appear. You don't know yet. Theoretically, they did know. They had calculations. But technically, we'll assume they didn't know. In order to understand Tosfos here, we need a lot of introductions based on the Gemaras we're still going to see. So maybe if we remember, as we see the future Gemaras, after we see the background we need, we could come back and understand the different shot in this Gemara. Ve'al kislev mipnei Chanukah ve'al adar mipnei Purim. We send out messengers to tell them when Rosh Chodesh Kislev was, so they know when to celebrate Chanukah. When Rosh Chodesh Adar was, so they know when to celebrate Purim. ואילו נתעברה השנה, יוצאים אף על הדר שני מפני הפורים, לא קטנים. The Mishnah doesn't say that if it ends up being a leap year after Rosh Chodesh Adar, so then you send new messengers to tell them, hey, we made it a leap year. מתניתים דלא כרבי. So then our Mishnah would seem to contradict Rebbe, and we'd have a Stam Mishnah against Rebbe, which means, although Rebbe carries a great halachic weight, the Stam Mishnah is more powerful. D'tanya. The Braisa tells us, Rebbe Omer, Im nitabra shana yotzin af al adar sheni mipnei apurim. Rebbe says, if it became a leap year, so then you send messengers to tell them it's a leap year. Lema baka miplegi. Let's say that the Machlokas Rebbe and our Mishnah is the following. The Malsava, kol mitzvot ha-nogot pashini no-agot parishon. We learned there's a Machlokas in the Gemara and Megillah. Can you perform all the mitzvot of Adar? In the first Adar, can you read the Megillah and Adar Aleph? So maybe we'll say, our Mishnah holds that all the mitzvot of the second Adar, Parshat HaChodesh, Parshat Parah, all the mitzvot, the mitzvot of Purim, no-agot parishon, can be performed. They're active also on the first Adar. That's one understanding, right? You're right. There is that opinion in Tanaim. But maybe we'll say that our Mishnah is with the opinion that says, I don't have to tell them that it's a leap year. They'll find out when I send messengers for Nisan. They'll find out sometime during what they think is Nisan. They'll find out. Umar Sabah, kol mitzvot ha-nogot pashini, hen no-agot parishon. But I don't have to tell them in Adar. I can wait till next month to tell them.
Okay, so they think they will be Adar.
They'll celebrate in Adar Aleph all of Purim. When Adar Bet comes, I'll send them a messenger telling them. Yeah.
Why they will not finish celebrate Purim?
Again?
Why do you let Tfilah celebrate Purim?
They don't know there's an Adar Bet. So they were Yotze in the Purim that they did.
If there is an Adar Bet, therefore for them will be the sin after Adar Aleph.
Right, so... Okay, let's see, 1 second. Let the Gemara play it out. You're right. And Rebbe holds, they're not Yotze if they do the mitzvos in the first Adar, and that's why we have to send messengers. Says the Gemara, lo. The kuli alma mitzvot no'agot b'shini, in no'agot b'rishon. Everyone agrees, you're not yotze in the first Adar, all the mitzvos, because they have to be in the second Adar. The hacha bibur shana kamifligi. The machlokas here is something else. The machlokas is with regard to how you make a leap year. We know you had a month, but how does that work? The Tanya. Kama ibur shana. That month which you add, how many days does that Adar Rishon have? Meaning you're making Adar Rishon, that's the leap year. Adar Sheni is the regular Adar. So Tana Kama holds.
Maybe the second one is the regular.
because the second one is where you do all the mitzvot of Adar.
Okay.
Yeah. So on the first one,
the second one is the second is the, this is the added one.
No. No. The first Adar is the added one. That's why it's called Shana Me'uberet. It's pregnant. It didn't give birth. It's concealed within the year. The Adar Beis, the end of the year. You stick it in at the very end of the year.
Am I explaining it? When it comes to matters of the Chagim and Halachot, Adar Sheni is the one that we will consider to be Adar.
Right. So the first one is the Ibu. The first one is the Ibu. The first one is the pregnancy. The first one's the one that's encompassed. We call it Adar Aleph. Really, it's not. Really, it's an extra month. You have Shabbat, extra month, Adar.
Right.
We call that extra month Adar Aleph.
We know at face value, you think the second would be what is added.
You're thinking like when we give an Aliyah in Shul. So you're saying the 12th month, right? He's Shvi, and then the rest are added. You figure it's a 12th month, that should be Adar. So you see, no. So the Braisa brings us the following machloket. Kamei bu shana. When we make a leap year and we make that Adar Aleph into an extra month, how many days does that month have? Lamed yom, Tana Kama holds 30 days. Rashbag omer chodesh. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says a chodesh, which the Gemara understands at this point to mean chodesh means 29 days. Maishna lamed yom deyadei chodesh nami yadei. The Gemara says, well, wait a second. Either it's 30 or it's 29. It's finite. It's either this or that. Amar Papa, mandama chodesh, ratza chodesh, ratza shloshim. Rav Papa says, no. When Rashbag says chodesh, he means however Beis Din sees fit. 29 or 30, whichever one comes out. So that's why they can't know. So that's why Rebbe says they never know how many days, you gotta tell him. And the Tana of our Mishnah says you don't gotta tell him because they know it's always 30 days. So far we're okay?
So because of
should we review it outside?
Yeah, because of Rashbag. Sure.
Okay. Yes. So again, we said you send messengers on Adar for Purim. Doesn't say you send messengers for a leap year. So the Gemara says, okay. So then you're arguing with Rabbi, who says you do. We said, what's the argument? So we're explaining that the argument is, does that extra leap month always have the same number of days? If it always has the same number of days, so then they're okay. But if it does not have the same number of days, so then they don't know how many days the Adar Aleph is going to have. Why does Rabbi say send messengers on the leap month? In order that they know which day was the new month. The hour that Tana of our Mishnah says, you don't have to send out messengers for that. They know that the leap month is always 30 days. He holds like Tana Kama. Right. Yeah. Ha'id Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, we learned earlier tonight, he leaped into Gan Eden alive, tricked out the Malach HaMaus, who was such a tzaddik. Ha'id Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, he testified, Mishum Kala Kadisha di Yerushalayim. He quoted the holy congregation of Yerushalayim, the Gemara elsewhere explains who that was. Al Shnei Adarim Shem Kachinotam B'Yom Ibureihin, that you could do Kiddush HaChodesh on the day of Yom Ibureihin. On the 30th day. Yeah? So even though it's 30th of the month, you says Rashi, Shem Kachinotan b'yom ibureihin. Yom 30 kari yom ibur. Day 30 of the month is called yom ibur. Sh'oto osin ibur l'chodesh, k'shemabrin oto. Shem Kachin yom 30 shel shneihem l'rosh chodesh ha'nichnas. Yom lamed l'adar ha'rishon u'rosh chodesh l'adar ha'sheni. V'yom lamed shel adar ha'sheni u'rosh chodesh nisan. On the day, the 30th day that's called Yom Ibureihin, that day you make Rosh Chodesh of the following month. So that's what he testified. That Adar Aleph has 29 days and day 30 is really day number 1 of Adar Beis. And Adar Beis has 29 days and day number 30 is really Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Does he mean to say that the two Adars are always 29 days? They're always chaserin. Yeah, that's what he means to say. The Memra, what he means to say is the chaserin of Dinan, that whenever we have a leap year, we make both Adars missing months, meaning months of 29 days. But we don't make them full months. To the exclusion of what Rav Nachman Bar Chista said, that it doesn't have to be that way. Ha'id Rabbi Simai Mishum Chagai Zecharia U'Malachi. So Rabbi Simai is quoting the Nevi'im. Al Shnei Adarim Shim Ratzu La'asot Tan Shnehen Meleim Osin. Shnehem Chaserin Osin. Echad Maleh V'Echad Chaser Osin. So he's testifying from Chagai, Zecharia, and Malachi. And this is the opinion of Rav Nachman Bar Chista that we said is in disagreement with Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said both months of Adar have to be full, have to be missing, have to be 29 days. Rav Nachman Bar Chista said that Rabbi Simai said in the name of Chagai, Zecharia, and Malachi that you could do whatever you want. You want both Adars to be 30, fine. 29, fine. One this way, one that way, also fine. And that's actually how they did it in Galus. And in the name of Rav, they said the following: we always do one has 30 days and one has 29 days. Until they tell you, those that come from Eretz Yisrael, that Beis Din made the second Adar on the 30th. Of Adar Rishon, and they made the first one chaser. Unless you hear that, so then the assumption is the first one has 30 and the second one has 29. Unless they tell you otherwise. If you get word from Israel they did otherwise, fine. Shalchu le Marukva. They sent Marukva the following: Adar asamuch leNisan olam chaser. The Adar, the second Adar that is adjacent to Nisan, is always going to be 29 days. It's never going to have 30 days. Mativ Rav Nachman. Al shnei chodashim chalin tashabbat, al nisan v'al tishrei. The Mishnah says that there were 2 months that if witnesses saw the moon, they'd have to desecrate Shabbos to leave the tchum, to come and tell the Beis Din, because these 2 months have all the holidays contingent on them. Nisan and Tishrei. So the Gemara understands that Chachamim wanted that the courts would sanctify the month based on their testimony. That's why the Torah, that's why Chachamim said, even at the expense of Shabbos, being that the Torah permits it, we say, go ahead, do it. Yeah, b'mo'ado. Tishmeru lakiv li b'mo'ado. It's a time. Mo'ado teaches me that mo'ado is at the expense of the mo'ed of Shabbat. Yeah, whenever it says mo'ado, it's a code for this overrules Shabbos. Well, they derived it. They derived it. They derived it. That's what we're going to learn now. That's exactly the sugya we're headed towards. That question. We're going to see that technically, I don't know if we'll get it today. We won't get it, but technically, they could have desecrated Shabbos for every new month. Chachamim said it's unnecessary for the other months, but the Torah gave us license for the sake of sanctifying the month correctly that the witnesses should desecrate any month. Chachamim said no, only do it for these two. If you were to tell me that the Adar that's adjacent to Nisan, sometimes it has 29 days, sometimes it has 30 days. So I understand why I need the witnesses to desecrate the Shabbos to tell me when did they see the new moon. But if you're going to tell me that the Adar that's adjacent to Nisan is always with 29 days, so what are you desecrating Shabbos for? You know it's going to be on the 30th day. That's going to be Rosh Chodesh. You don't have 30 days to Adar. Answers the Gemara, Mishum Dimitzvah Lekadesh Al Ariyah. For the mitzvah, you're right. It wasn't necessary for Beis Din to know. Beis Din knew when would be the new month, but there's a mitzvah. Hachodesh hazeh lachem rosh chodeshim. Hashem said, kazeh rei v'kadesh. I want you to have testimony that this is the new moon that's been seen, and for that we say this great Shabbos. Ike da'amrei, אמר רב נחמן, הפננה מתנינה, על שני חודשים חלין את השבת, על ניסן ועל תשרי, ים תשמע לעולם חסר, משומח עם חלין, נמצא לקדש לראייה, על ים תזים לנזים למחסר, המים חלינה, נברי הידנה, ונקדשה למחר, אי דקלה יום 30 שבת, אך אינמי, אחת מהעסקים דקלה יום 31 בשבת, דמצווה לקדש על הראייה. Okay, this is a totally different quote now. This Ika Damre is going with the understanding. This Ika Damre isn't going to stand, and we're not going to be able to finish this whole piece. So we're going to have to pick up here with Ika Damre next week. I'm sorry, it's not a good place to stop, but we have 1 minute. We won't finish this. Okay, we'll have to pick up here.